Well, in an attempt to better protect children and families online, YouTube says it will switch off comments on almost all videos featuring under 18s. Several brands stopped advertising on YouTube this week after discovering pedophiles were leaving predatory comments on the videos of children. But some experts say the move doesn't go far enough. Alexandra Fisher has more.
So the next thing I suggest you guys have is a cartwheel.
Videos as innocent as a child doing gymnastics on YouTube attract the attention of sexual predators. Pedophiles are posting comments and flagging content of interest to other predators, such as frames of videos of children in certain physical positions. The activity prompted big brands to suspend their ads on the site. Now the tech giant has taken action. YouTube wasn't available for interview, but in a statement, a spokesperson said,
"Now we will begin suspending comments on most videos that feature minors, with the exception of a small number of channels that actively moderate their comments and take additional steps to protect children."
New South Wales mother Summer Land has posted videos of her two children on Facebook, but like other parents, is wary of YouTube.
"I don't look at YouTube as a social networking site where I'm connecting with my friends and people that I know. YouTube feels like a platform where strangers can watch something, and I'm not ready to share my children with strangers, if that makes sense."
The Office of the eSafety Commissioner is the Australian government cyber regulator. It recently raised its concerns with YouTube and its parent company Google on child sexual predators. Commissioner Julie Inman Grant has welcomed the ban, but questions why it's taken so long.
"The challenge with sites like YouTube is that there are 400 hours worth of content uploaded by anyone every minute. So it's almost too much content for humans to vet, and even the AI and the machine learning they're using is not able to keep up with this immense amount of content. And that's why we're saying maybe you need to look at retooling your platform and prevent this from happening in the first place by incorporating safety by design into your platform processes."
The head of the University of Sydney's Post-Truth Initiative, Professor Nick Enfield, says switching off comments won't solve the problem.
"You know, it may be a fairly superficial measure, given that you can rip things from YouTube, you can access them in different ways, you can set up your own comments thread, on a different service."
Professor Enfield says the problem requires a multi-pronged response as predators move to more covert platforms such as the dark web.
"And the real solution that you want to be pursuing in parallel with technical solutions are cultural ones and social ones. And wherever you have communities of people perpetrating bad in this way, then you should have ways to infiltrate those communities, to educate those communities, to try to turn those communities around."
Law enforcement authorities use online activity, including comment sections, to nab predators. Julie Inman Grant says YouTube's move shouldn't hinder their work.
"We have investigators that look at child sexual abuse material, and we can certainly tell a lot by predatory comments that are being made on videos by young people. I don't think this will inhibit law enforcement efforts as long as the platforms continue to be cooperative when investigations are happening."
YouTube says the change will take effect over several months.
Alexandra Fisher reporting.